The Scotty K Show on US 99.
And Laura, that's you. You're married?
Yes. 32 years.
Second question. Who generally does the laundry in your house?
Me.
Do you do everyone's laundry?
Yes.
Husband's laundry too?
Yes.
You sound so happy about it. Here's why I ask. My wife and I never, and when I say never, I mean can't remember a time this ever happened, do each other's laundry.
Oh, okay.
We always do our own laundry. Like when your clothes are dirty, wash your damn clothes. And I didn't know that that was weird until recently when my buddy came over and I was like, oh, I got so much laundry to do. And he was like, yeah, my wife's laundry is like always piling up. And I was like, yeah, but that's her laundry. He's like, what?
You know what? To be fair, he has helped out sometimes, but if he doesn't follow through, like he'll put it in the washing machine and maybe forget it.
Right.
Or put it in the dryer and then it just stays there and wrinkles.
Right. Yes. Well, we both do that to our own stuff anyways. But I guess my question is, what do you think the norm is? Is it normal that in a relationship, in a marriage, that one person is usually doing everyone's laundry?
I think that's more than normal.
I do think it might have stemmed originally from me screwing up probably her laundry at some point when we were dating. And she was like, never mind, I'll do it.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. He's kind of screwed up some colors and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll just do it. Yeah. But I still do my own. I still do my laundry. Like we have separate laundry baskets, so when I need to do mine, I do my laundry, and that's it. And she never does mine.
It's a bad idea, honestly.
So your husband's going to call me real mad. Sorry.
Not really.
Okay. What is your laundry life like?
I think it's completely normal, and we do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think it stems again, I don't dry all my stuff. He does.
Yeah. I do know that most bras don't go in the dryer. I learned that, right?
Right. Yes. No, you never do that.
I'm so smart.
Yeah, mine's more office professional. He's in oil and dirt. And
right.
So you don't really want to combine those either.
That's a good point, too. Yeah. And I mean, I mostly wear casual clothes and I just throw my stuff in.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are separate laundry. Do you have separate laundry baskets?
We do. Yeah. We have separate.
You have to.
We just separated them. We used to combine them and that was no good.
Right. Because then you have to separate them.
Yeah. And then we have a 16-year-old. He has his own.
Does he do his own, or does whoever's doing laundry grab his also?
No, he does his own.
Nice. Your house is awesome.
It's his responsibility. We have a 7-year-old. We do tend to combine his sometimes because they're little and they're not as...
I don't know. That 7-year-old really needs to pull his weight around the house.
Well, we've been telling him.
Freeloader.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling, Jackie. All right, Colleen, what's your laundry life like?
Well, we both do our own laundry. Just like you.
Just like, and do you separate, do you have separate laundry baskets too?
Yes, we do. We have separate laundry baskets. I don't think he's ever done my laundry.
Gotcha. And was this something that you guys just happened? You just did, or did you have a discussion about it?
No, I don't think we ever talked about it. I don't think he's ever done my laundry.
And you probably prefer it that way, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's a farmer, so it gets pretty nasty.
Yeah. That's what I'm starting to hear is
really
our guys'
dirty.
Clothes are gross, so we don't want him touching our clothes, is what I'm starting.
Exactly.
That's pretty funny. Well, it was down some street. We couldn't even